up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughn Bennison. Last week we mentioned the Vision Australia Career Start program. Today we speak with Matt Collins. Matt is a member of the Career Start program at present. He graduated fairly recently with a degree in media communications. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, tell us a bit about you.
Okay, I am a 29-year-old media communications graduate. I grew up down on the southern peninsula of Australia, I guess. I've always been interested in communications and media as a whole. So now I'm actively pursuing a career down that path and, yeah, seeing how I go with that. I'm very short-sighted. My vision is about 660. I also have albinism, which is connected to the eyesight loss.
Now, we're talking to you specifically about the Vision Australia Career Start program, but let's go back a little bit further. Obviously, you did some study to get into the field that that you're in. Tell us about that.
So I studied media communications from 2012 to 2015. Like I said, it's always a field I was interested in. I shuffled around a few other courses before finally deciding to pursue my dreams and follow on with what I actually wanted to do. Now I'm glad I did.
And how did you get involved with Vision Australia?
With Vision Australia specifically, I was a client of theirs from when I was about 3 or 4 through to 16 or 17. I was a client in their system and I had help with O&Ms, orientation mobility experts that helped me work my way through school, and they helped supply me with equipment such as a laptop and magnifier so I could do my schoolwork. Once I hit sort of 17, I found myself independent enough to sort of go off on my own, and I still approached them if I needed a specific piece of equipment, but in terms of aids and O&M instructors from that point forward, it was really just there on an equipment basis.
So how did you find out about the Career Start program? Was that something you found out as part of actually seeking employment, or did you sort of come by it randomly, so to speak?
I actually found it through a friend of mine who was looking for work. So I've always been employed. There hasn't really been a period of my life since I was 14 where I've been unemployed. But it's certainly my first adult job, I guess you could call it. But anyway, my friend found it when she was actively looking for work in a completely different field to me, mind you. But she stumbled across it and passed the info on to me, and yeah, went through it and went through the process, applied, and yeah, here we are.
Well, tell us about the process from your point of view, starting with the application and moving into actually, receiving the work, etc.
Sure. So the application was very much a standard job application process with your basic info, so they could find you and look you up, I guess, include your references and any recommendation letters and whatnot. Because of the way the Career Start program is actually structured, they very much tailor the job to the individual. So the application process in the first round, at least, is very open-ended in that anyone can really apply for it if they meet very specific criteria of they've graduated university in the last 4 years and are blind or low vision. So basically, once I passed the putting on the application, the first round was an interview with the people that I would be working with, so the two bosses I work for. Once I'd done that, I got called in a week later for a second round interview, where I met sort of the superior to those two and had to do a trial by fire, if you will, where I was given an hour to do a task. In my case, it was to come up with a press release for a certain issue off the cuff. And after that, I was informed that I'd gotten the gig.
Did you get a sense as to how many people were employed under this program in the year that that you started?
So there's two other people in the program with me this year. I know in their first few years they had two. They've recently upped it to three people per year. And as I mentioned, because the Career Start program is catered to the individual, where like, the three of us that are in the program this year, we are in completely different fields.
Well, let's talk about that for the moment then. What sort of job have you been doing, and you know, what tasks have they been giving you to undertake?
So my title is communications officer. So I help out with a lot of the external messaging. My job, or my aspect of it specifically, is related to the Seeing Eye Dogs branch of Vision Australia, more than Vision Australia as a whole. Because of my university degree, I also have some experience in filmography and writing and directing shorts. So I've helped out a lot in the video side of things. I've created a few video projects for them. Some of them have gone on their social media. Yeah, at the moment, my big project is coming up with a video that we're going to use for our major donor events that are coming up, which is very exciting because that's a video that'll hopefully be in use for 3 or 4 years. So that's exciting. Outside of that, it's just a bit of internal communication stuff. I liaise with some of our clients, interview a lot of our clients and turn their stories into either website posts for our website or try to pitch them to local media outlets such as newspapers or local TV stations. And yeah, I do some very light event planning. And that's pretty much my job in a nutshell. It's a big mix of things.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How do you think this program will help your career in the future?
I feel like it's been very good in that it has sort of thrown me headfirst into the world of communications in a career perspective. And the fact that it's covering such a wide range of outlets, be it video or written word or liaising with clients, it's a great experience that I'm not sure that I would actually get in the first year of any normal job in this field. And I love that it's so varied.
And I guess part of the beauty of a program like this is that working for an organization that understands the needs of people who are blind or vision impaired, you can expect to receive a great deal more support than you would expect to see in the wider world. Have you found that you've been well supported in the program?
Oh, definitely. But the week or so before I started, I went in and I was shown around the building properly with a few of their different people that run through different services. There was an O&M person, a tech person that made sure that I had the specific technology that I needed to do my job. So in that case, it was a larger screen than most people would have. You know, they made sure that because I struggle with glare a lot because my eyes are very photosensitive to light, they made sure that where I'm sitting is located in such a way that the glare doesn't affect it at all, regardless of what time it is. Which is very good and very thoughtful of them. But even throughout the day, you know, I'll have random co-workers that'll notice me maybe struggling with something and they'll offer to help me and we'll work through it and figure out the best solution to deal with whatever the issue is. But yeah, they're very supportive in that aspect. So as part of the placement, you also have to do 3 months of external placement with an external agency. So my one, for instance, because I'm very much media-based, I wound up working with Channel 31, which is a community network television station here in Victoria. So I've done half of that now. I'm doing half of that in the new year. But what I found in the first sessions there, what I was doing was I was helping shoot a lot of content for them. I helped edit some of their programs and some of their promotional material together. And it's definitely interesting in that you can really see the difference between working for an organization like Vision Australia as opposed to working with an organization that's not necessarily not focused on low vision people, low vision and blind people, but it's just a regular everyday workplace. And they were very accommodating to my eyesight as well. I had no issue with them whatsoever in that regard. But you definitely notice the differences between working in a regular place and working with Vision Australia.
Sure. Did Vision Australia help you to find that placement, or were you expected to locate and research that on your own?
They were open to either way. They advised me to start looking for my own placement, which was fine. I had no issue with that. But at the same time, this placement with Channel 31 did happen to fall into our lap, we were doing a project with them. Like Vision Australia was doing a project with them that I was involved with. And I got to talking to our contact over there, and he happened to mention that, you know, if I wanted to do it there, they would have absolutely no issue with that. So that one happened very much, I can't think of the word, as a very spontaneous relationship, that one. Mm. But I know one of the other Career Start graduates, she was helped by Vision Australia to locate her external placement, and that all went very smoothly as well.
The program for this year is open now for people to submit applications. What would you recommend that people considering this program think about before or while they're submitting their application?
I think as long as you're aware of what you can do and you make that very adamant in your application, because it's so tailored around the individual applicant, no matter what you can do, there is probably a job you could slide into in this organization. So if you meet the requirements, you should definitely apply.
And where to for the future for you, do you think?
That's all up in the air at the moment. I would have no issue with staying with Vision Australia. I'm going to stay in the communications field regardless. But yeah, it could be anywhere. I'm very confident I'd be able to land a job based on my experience within the program. Yeah, so fingers crossed I find something, and I'm sure I will.
That's fabulous. Congratulations, and I wish you all the best, and thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Matt Collins there, currently participating in the Vision Australia Career Start program. If you'd like to know more about that program, get in touch with Vision Australia on their 1300 number or have a look on their website. Applications close this Friday, the 16th of November, so get your application in there quickly. And remember, you must be able to travel to a Vision Australia office for work. You must be able to work at least 4 days a week, and you must be blind or vision impaired. So if that's you and you think that you'd be a good fit for this program, by all means, get in touch with Vision Australia. On Saturday the 17th of November, if you live in Brisbane and you're a member of Blind Citizens Australia, come along to the BCA Brisbane branch meeting at 10 o'clock. The purpose of the meeting will be to facilitate the election of a coordinator, assistant coordinator and third bank signatory. It'll be held at the Cooperoo office of Vision Australia. That's at 373 Old Cleveland Road, Cooperoo. As I said, from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock. After the meeting, a light lunch and refreshments will be available at the Vision Australia office, which will provide you with an opportunity to meet up with old friends and perhaps even make some new ones. So if you live in Brisbane and you're interested in Blind Citizens Australia's Brisbane branch, go along to that meeting 10 o'clock on Saturday the 17th of November. There will be teleconference facilities available if you're unable to attend the meeting in person, but as with all of these things, I strongly encourage that you go there in person. It's a really good way to meet people and get some of that peer support that we frequently talk about within Blind Citizens Australia. Because of the fact that they're catering for lunch, etc., you do need to let BCA know. Give the office a call on 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660 is the number for the Blind Citizens Australia head office if you're going to go to the Brisbane branch meeting at 10 o'clock on Saturday. If you'd like to email BCA, you can email bca@bca.org.au. You can donate to Blind Citizens Australia in a number of ways. If you'd like to find out more about that, give the office a call on the aforementioned number. Just in case you've forgotten it, I'll remind you again, 1-800-033-660. And they'll be happy to assist you and show you all the ways that you can go about donating to Blind Citizens Australia. There's plenty of information available on the BCA website. If you are interested in information about BCA or blindness and vision impairment in general, then have a look at the BCA webpage and I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for. You can also find recent episodes of New Horizons on the BCA webpage. As to that, if you'd like to subscribe to the Blind Citizens Australia podcast, you can actually look up Blind Citizens Australia in your podcatcher and you will find it there. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. I'll see you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.